And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? It is Cedros Sport Fishing in the house. Jeff and Rosie are here. We're going to be talking all about, I don't know, maybe my favorite place in the whole world to go fishing. Yellowtails, calico bass, and more. We're going to be talking about it. You stay tuned. Going to be a great show. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this mark can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And today, Rick, one of those fun mornings, talking a beautiful place.
There are times when the show is, you know, the show's never difficult because it's always just buds talking about fishing, but there are definitely times when it's even easier, and those times are when, one, you feel like you have family in the studio, and two, you're talking about a place that's always has really good fishing, and that's certainly what today is, and we have Jeff and Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. So stoked to have you guys in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, thanks so much. We definitely enjoy talking about one of our favorite places to fish, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cedros is just, it's such a special spot to all of us. You know, Corey and I have had the fortune of getting to fish with you guys. And it's just, it's such a unique, special place to get to go and participate in. And it's just, it's awesome. And, you know, I mean, I remember in the very beginning finding out that, you know, Rosie, you were going to be a part of this team, and it's when trips to Cedros really, like, went to the next level, the level of professionalism that you brought to it, and you just, you know, there was There was no negatives, but you turned every one of them that was like a lesser into a more positive, and it's just been awesome. It's been
more better.
It's a lot more better.
You know, when I started, we were doing about 180 people a year.
Okay.
180 people a year. And if I fill everything this year, and we're getting pretty close there, and I can still add trips. I just put the schedule out a little bit. I'm kind of set to about 740.
Whoa, no way.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Right? Added over almost 600 guests a year.
Awesome.
That's incredible.
Tells you we must be doing something right.
Yeah. And your destination is real good. You know
what
I mean?
Right?
You guys do the best
unbelievable.
Trips. Unbelievable. You offer the very best trips to one of the very best places to go fishing. It's a good recipe for success.
You know, I always say, and I have to giggle because it's like, you know, we get you down there. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm one and done. This is my bucket list trip.
Bucket list,
blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay. And then we get them down there. And sorry, we get them. I always say we get them hooked, and Jeff's like, oh, no, you gaffed them.
Yeah, right.
You gaffed them, and they're over the rail.
Yeah, because you've taken that bucket list they might go on once, you know, that was their bucket list.
Yeah.
And they turn it into sometimes. I know people that go twice a year.
Oh, we have some that go three times a year.
There it is.
So, and I have a list of guys that, God bless them, they are at that retirement age, and they say, hey, you know, if you need to fill a trip, something happens, give me a call.
Yeah, there's a short notice window.
Yeah.
I got my rods packed. I'm ready
exactly.
to go.
I mean, I can get people. I mean, my cutoff is like 7 p.m. the night before.
Come on.
And I can get you on a trip.
Oh, my gosh.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The thing that's so cool about this trip, too, is it's got all the elements. The insanely good fishing is like the given. And obviously, we're all fishermen. That's the name number one part. But it blends like adventure, something unique, really cool food, really good connection. There's little things about different trips that some people, you know, like sometimes multiple days on a boat isn't for somebody. Well, this isn't that. You get to go home every night and you're staying in a nice bed with comfortable linens and an air conditioner and all of those things.
And I say that all the time. It's like, you know, you sleep on land, you basically eat on land, you shower on land, you kick back with your friends on land, you know, you don't get off the boat, and, you know, you're still moving for the next 3 or 4 days.
The other thing that I'll bet the reason that people keep coming back is, you know, there's always an intimidation factor for somebody that's never been, you know, either to Mexico or, you know, we still hear about it, like, oh, I don't know about flying out of Mexico. You know, you can say whatever you want. If you've never done it, there is an intimidation factor. But once somebody has done it, especially your brand of how to do it with, like, I mean, I don't want to call it hand-holding, but it's what it is. Like, you hold our hand through the whole thing. Like, you are so good with, you know, the upcoming, here's what to expect. Like, you just have found a way to take in every little bit of intrepidation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I've always called it the fear of the unknown. You don't know what you don't know. And I also try to get, you know, whenever I talk to someone on the phone, if you ever have a question or your spouse has a question, please call me. Let's get it taken care of, because a lot of times spouses have the fear of the unknown. You're going into Mexico.
100%.
And it's like, yeah, you're going into Mexico, but you're really not going into Tijuana, except that you're going to our airplane.
Yeah.
And then once you're to the island, well, it's old world Mexico, and it's low key, and it's just the best. And
awesome.
Yeah, and that's why it's like, I think, you know, when people say they're doing their bucket list, the one and done, until they've actually experienced it and they do see the ease of going through the process, you know, they're usually booking again next year. That's why we're up to 748.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
So for somebody who hasn't been, they're thinking about it, they love calico bass fishing, they love yellowtail, they love halibut, grouper, and sea bass.
Yes, please.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Jeff, what's a typical trip like? You know, like, how does it, you know, give us the rundown. Corey's booking for the first time, never been, doesn't exactly know what. Heard about it, heard how good the fishing is, but give us a rundown of what a typical trip to Cedro Sport Fishing is like.
So make it real easy. Just figure you're going to bring down stuff for your yellowtail and calico bass and then a dropper loop, right, or something you control with. Mm-hmm. So you really only need 3 rods. Yes, I'm a fish fanatic, so I take a little more gear because I'm going to try something different. But for the basics, same thing you fish with up here. Make it simple. Use your gear, although Rosie, and she'll get into it a little bit later, on the rental gear that's down there. But fish with what you're familiar with. You know, somebody, if you hand me one of your favorite rods, it's going to take me a while to figure it out.
Sure.
Right? A cast or two. So, but fishing with your own gear in the excitement of just packing your gear, and you can get down there pretty easy. I mean, I take a CPAP. I'm an older guy. I guess I snore. And my gear and my pillows and my two pairs of shorts and two pairs of, you know, T-shirts. And I get down there to less than 35 pounds.
Right.
That's with junk I don't need. But you're allowed to catch the fish that you want and bring back, and Rosie will go into it, about 40 pounds of fresh-caught fish that's been vacuum-packed and frozen ready for your return.
Yeah.
Now, when you get down there and you start fishing, I look forward to the next trip right when I get off. And the yellowtail fishing this last year was the best I've ever seen
Incredible.
Down there in 10
Incredible.
Years.
Incredible.
Really?
Big fish, pull hard, aggressive. Trying different techniques with different surface irons, you know, throwing a popper, just stuff. But I'll tell you, I'm going to throw a shameless plug here for Corey with his swim bait.
Yeah.
But your yellow slug fishing on the top of the kelp for calico bass is probably without a doubt the most fun thing I can do with my clothes on.
But I remember you had so many questions. Like, how do you work it? What do you do? There's no wrong way.
Right? No.
Just get it in the water.
Just get it in the
Honestly,
water.
I mean, And let your imagination work it the way that you would envision getting a bite, and it happens.
Oh, yeah. And when you said yellow, and it works well down there.
I don't know why that.
You were absolutely right.
School bus yellow.
But it's true.
Short school bus yellow.
right. And it's kind of a hidden, not hidden, we're talking about it, right? But even for surface iron, like a banana, like caterpillar yellow, anywhere in that realm.
I
don't know why the yellow's even.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
And it's just a blast. And then when you're, when you're done fishing for, 25 yellowtail by 10 in the morning, it's, okay, let's go fish the flats. Let's go look for some sea bass. Let's go do something different. And it's always different. The first few times that we went down there, we never fished halibut.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's a whole new fishery down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh. And, there's some rockfish spots out there, in 180 feet of water or so, and the guys know where they're at. So you can mix it up. It's a great trip. It's relaxing. And like Rosie said, when you're on the beach every night, there's just something different about it.
Yeah.
It's old school. It's safe. I've got friends who say they want to go, but they're fearful of the flight down, and I laugh. That's part of the excitement, is taking off and making that hard left bank over downtown Tijuana. It's phenomenal.
It's so
And looking at the whole Baja Coast.
That's so beautiful.
Part. It is.
I
think my favorite thing is the departure from Cedros, just taking off and all of a sudden the ground just disappears because you're flying off a cliff.
Right?
I love that.
It's
love that.
And just like my whole thing is that, you'll see whales and you'll see the dolphins.
Yep.
And, the last time I went, we finally found a full spot of bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
We got a full foamer of fish on
Really?
Our radio. Every year, always looked and hoped to see that. We found a full tuna spot. Like, it's just everything. I love it. Love it. And it's so quick and easy. It's like the perfect amount, too, where you're you're getting the flight in, but by the time you're like, okay, I'm ready to not be sitting in the seat, you're already landing gear coming down, it's great. And, like you said, if you get to bring your own tackle, whatever that might be, and, you don't have to, but I like to fish with a 9 or a 10-foot, surface iron rod.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to have that? Nope. But it's my favorite rod to fish with at home, and I want to use it down there. And Rose, no problem. Bring it. It's all good. We're not
Absolutely.
Gonna, whatever you want. That's fine. It's just you're so accommodating. I love it.
It makes it easy.
I don't need half of the tackle that I bring. But it's what I do. I work in a tackle store. I love all my stuff. I bring too much of but I make it work. Like, if I'm going to bring, less fish home and I want more, then that's what Rick does. And Jeff wants to bring maximum fish home, and he's going to cut every weight, and I'm going to be jealous at the end of the trip because he's going to have more fillets than I, but that's what Jeff wanted to do. Like, it's just, you guys just do it. You tailor it to the person.
Exactly.
Whatever it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys love calico bass fish, and that's all you want to do? Go do it. You want to not do that? You just want to fish yellows the whole time? Do that. You want to do a little bit of everything? You do that too.
And you can change your mind right in the middle of the trip.
Oh,
you go, you know what? Let's go do this now. Okay, let's go do it.
But here's the thing too, Rick, is you could be fishing calico bass, and some of the largest yellowtail.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes.
Like, you're going to run into yellowtail regardless. I promise you.
I was giggling. We were on the other side of the island, San Augustine, and we were on Lalo's Ponga. And I think four of us were fishing on the Ponga. And I was up on the bow, you know, looking for a nice little hole in the kelp to drop something down. And I look over, and here comes this yellowtail, literally right on the surface. And see his fin literally, like, coming out of the water. And I look down, and Greg was next to me. I'm tapping Greg. Greg, look at this yellowtail. And, you know, he jumps down like he's going to go grab the gaff and try to free gaff it as it's going around. It's like, Greg, it's gone already.
Buddy. Right.
But I'm not kidding. That thing must have been 35, 40 pounds.
Yeah.
On the surface.
Yeah. And that's
swimming through the kelp.
And that happens, like, often.
Yeah.
That 30 to 40 pound fish.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, and again, back to the yellow banana slug, whatever you want to call it. Fishing in the kelp, catching, you know, 2 to 4 pounders just back to back to back, and then seeing that thing flop on the surface about 20 feet from the boat, and you're just kind of looking around and seeing the water erupt and see this, you know, like you said, a 30-pound yellow eat it, and then you're thinking, you know, oh, my God, I just hooked this great fish in the weeds, and, oh, God, now I hooked this great fish in the weeds.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
My story of our biggest yellow is the exact same thing. You know, was in the kelp.
In the thick?
We were fishing bass, and I was fishing a 7-inch. I remember everything sober, fishing a 7-inch Viejo, and typical, like, the only reason I don't like fishing, that's my favorite lure to fish there. The only problem with it is the 7-inch is just a little bit too big, so when you hook, like, a 2-pound fish or less, half of the tail is like doesn't fit in its mouth.
Yeah.
And so when you're winding it back, you've got half of the swim bait still out there. And then the cloud of other bass are always trying
to bite
it off. And, like, I always feel like you get more fish out of the 5-inch because you have less 100%. Of the cloud, like, trying to pull the tail off. But that was a scenario, winding it back. Yeah. And I'm not kidding, Corey. There was a 40-pound yellowtail trying to eat, you know, what was left of the swim bait hanging out of the...
So crazy.
And then that just turned into... We, like, grabbed a hold of a kelp stringer. We tied off to it. There's a little pocket. We were fly line and mackerel and caught 4
yellows
that were, you know, our smallest one was, like, 32 pounds, and our biggest one was 45.
Wow.
Like, in the middle of the week.
Isn't that
the
cool? Those are the stories that keep me going.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Because it's so adventurous and so – and you mentioned, too, one thing, safety. We glossed over it.
Yeah.
Take it from me. I love Mexico, right?
Yes, you do.
But you're on an island, and there might be, I'm going to guess, I don't know, 1,000 people on the island, 500 people, somewhere, like...
Maybe during the fishing season, almost 3,000.
But they're all family.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes, they are.
There's several families, and they all know each other, and it is such a tight group
of people.
The safety is, like,
absolutely.
They want you to be safe.
Yes.
Totally. Yeah, and they want you there.
Yeah.
They want you there,
and they're going to work real hard because they want you coming back.
Yes, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's where the safety factor comes in.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, the nice thing is on an island down there, is if you do something wrong, you very quickly get a one-way ticket off the island.
Everybody
and you don't want to go back.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah.
Is that a special call I see, Rick?
I think we have Captain Andy Cates on the line right now. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're talking Cedro sport fishing, having a good time, getting things rolling. Today's been an awesome day. Yeah, very, very special place. And, great time this morning. What's going on with the Red Rooster?
Well, we just got back yesterday from our second 15-day trip. Got back from the hurricane bank there, and pretty interesting fishing down there. You know, we had that really good caliber on that 120 to 170 pound fish in the beginning of January there, and then the last trip it kind of trickled down to a slow pick, but it was more trophy fishing. You know, you'd get less per day by quite a bit, but they were big. You know, it was nice. So it's a little different caliber, and we had some weather down there. It was a one of those trips where you had 5 or 6 days where you had to live through that. But, you know, all in all, you ended up pretty good. You know, you get, I think we had 10 fish over 200 pounds and a number of that close, you know, 170,
jeez,
190, wow, high 100. So,
unreal.
All in all, things went pretty well on that trip.
It looked fantastic.
So what we had to deal with, you know, it wasn't exactly ideal. Very unlike the beginning of January. We had flat, calm weather and that beautiful caliber on that bank grade fish. But all in all, you know, anytime you come in with a nice catch of trophies, You're pretty excited about it.
We'll take that just fine. Yeah,
heavy line and very few kite fish.
Really?
So it was definitely a sportsman's arena. You know, getting a bait out, fly line and sardine, getting a bite on a great big tuna on fly line sardine.
Sick.
It's pretty challenging even for the expert angler.
What a trip! I mean, got to be the coolest way to catch one though. Like. You know, I mean, that's fishing. You know, you picked a sardine, added a handwell, pinned it on, cast it out, and then you're going to go do battle with some, you know, 100-plus-pound fish. Like, that's it, man. That's everything.
Yeah, and then you throw in, you know, I think the biggest fish was 283 or something.
Man.
You get that fly line sardine. Boy, it is you're talking about a two-hour ordeal, man. It is a lot.
That's awesome.
You take that kite out of there, boy, and it's man against beast, 100%.
Right.
That's cool, Andy.
So, anyway, so we're to the point here. I'm loading up all the stuff for the whale trips. We're going to do our Riviera cruises. So we got to that point here already, if you can believe that.
Exciting. Now, I know when you were talking about the Riviera cruise last time you were on the show, there weren't a lot of spots left. Did those all get full? Is there a... I need to do something exciting as an emergency post-Valentine's trip. Is there any opportunity to still do that?
Okay. Yeah, we're okay. I mean, we have a couple spots left on each trip.
Cool.
Which is fine. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody's interested in last minute coming down to Back Bay and doing one of these Riviera cruises on the Red Rooster, I guess you'd have to call tomorrow.
Okay. But if you're out there thinking about it and you heard you talking about just a different, unique, cool experience, if, you know, you and your partner want to go on a fun trip and, I mean, experience all the stuff you had talked about in the previous, the whales, the mangroves, the food, the hiking. It's just
the massages.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, the massages. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got to pick Ellie up. It reminded me. I got to pick Ellie up in San Carlos.
Check that on the
right.
That's a very important part.
Yeah, don't forget that one, Andy.
Yeah, concierge, masseuse on board, so... No, we're looking forward to it, and it does look like we're going to have nice weather. You know, that's another thing. It's freezing up here. And
it is.
Down there, it's sweatshirt weather, you know, T-shirt weather. It's nice, you know.
I love it.
Well, now we're talking.
Well,
so it just gives people a little break to go do something else. And then we are coming back, and then we leave in the beginning of March on another 16-day fly home.
Beautiful.
Fly home from La Paz. So we do things a little differently now. It gives you a little more fishing time out on the sea. You go do your trip out to the bank, and then you come back to La Paz, and it actually offers you an extra day of fishing, which is nice. But we have a couple of spots on that, and I believe it's in the beginning of March. You can call the office there if you're interested in tackling some of these big tuna that are down at the Hurricane Bank right now. And I think we're the only boat out. RP's out right. Royal Polaris is out right now. He's the only boat out. And I think we're going to be the only boat out in March. So it's kind of nice to have a clear playing field.
Totally. It's going to make for some of that continued great tuna fishing, and then also having that Wahoo undisturbed into yourself. That'll be a really cool triple. Andy, if somebody wants to grab those or grab a last minute and do the Riviera cruise with you, how do we grab a spot?
Well, give us a jingle tomorrow at the office. The office is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the number is area code 619-224-3857.
Awesome. Well, great job, Andy. Congrats on a fantastic trip. Sounded like the last long-range trip you guys had to the bank was just phenomenal. And here's to another great one in March. And have a blast on those Riviera cruises. Maybe check in with us and let us know how they go.
Yeah, why not, man? I'll give you guys a ring, give you the status on the whale touching and kissing.
I love it. That's what we're after. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it very much. Have fun, Andy.
All right, man. You guys take care.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, what an awesome surprise call, Rick,
yeah.
Right? Hey, good times, and awesome having Rosie and Jeff in here from Cedro Sport Fishing. And
I can't wait for
the
level of questions and
that
come today. It's my favorite subject. I love getting to talk about it.
Gets me pumped up.
And it's the premier place to get to go do it.
I agree with
fun.
You.
Yes, it is.
And anybody out there wants to join us today, next couple hours, 833-288-0973. That's the telephone number. Jeff's waiting for you at the fan there. And if you want to send us a text via the app, I know there's already a bunch of texts coming through, and you can do that through the app. It's only through the app. You want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number. At the end of the show, we're going to pick one lucky potential winner from the text, mm-hmm. one potential lucky winner from the caller side. And we're going to have Rosie flip the coin and see who wins that. A caller or text her. She's checking the coin out. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty with Taro.
Oh, nice.
How cool is that?
I know it. It's we're very fortunate to be able to do this for our listeners. And, so one full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Trip of your choice. You go in the springtime, get your yellowtail fishing, go to the Coronado Islands. You want to go in the summertime when they're offshore chasing bluefin, whatever you want. Trip on the Liberty, no restrictions, no limitations. You're going fishing.
So I'll give you the telephone number again. Jeff's waiting for you at the fan, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back. More of Cedro's Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab and 97.3 The Fan.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, I'm just dreaming about making that cast and you surface iron yellowtail and getting bit. Cedro Sport Fishing's away, and
you've turned the corner of Punta Redondo, and all of a sudden there's a little bit extra
bird.
It's a bunch on the beach, and you just want to go check that out, but like, you know, Javier already knows that, no, that's, you know, we're going to bypass that. That's mostly bait and small ones. And you keep going a little corner, and all of a sudden the first bird school pops up. And as soon as you get a little closer, you realize that there's a freaking tornado of birds everywhere. And you slide into the first one, make your first cast, and get connected on the first drive.
While Rick's pulling on his yellowtail, we drift into the kelp. Hello.
Oh, man. Take me there right now.
Oh,
I'm ready.
My gosh, I'm ready.
Such a cool spot,
right?
You guys.
It really is.
Love it, man.
And you know what else I'm dreaming about is that, like, yellowtail or tuna sashimi when you come back. I mean, they do such an amazing job.
They really do.
It was almost a carpaccio. It was like this sliced onion and
And the peppers and the soy and the sesame oil. I think it's the sesame oil. Everyone's like, what is on there that makes it?
Yeah. I got out of the shower, and there was only two pieces left, and I felt like a hog, like...
Trying to take the last two.
There was two more plates coming.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
It's
so yeah, I love
you
that.
Will not go hungry.
No.
Oh, gosh, no.
I what I couldn't believe on one of the trips we came back, we had fantastic food. We had carne asada. Yeah. We had this killer Mexican fish night with a bunch of, you know, homemade... You know, you could tell, like, you were eating things that were recipes that were passed down behind generations.
Oh, absolutely.
The best tortillas in the world and all of these things. And we finished our trip with these killer steaks that was grilled with mesquite and all these things. And I never would have thought that the thing that was my favorite when we came home was a bowl of soup. And oh, my God, dude.
Which one? Was it the pozole or the meatball? The albondiga?
It was not a bondiga. I love them both. It was pozole. The pozole that we had one day was just like, it was the best thing ever. I still think about it. I'm trying to chase that dragon and have not been able to make it happen.
You know how you do it?
Yeah.
Get on a trip.
I know exactly how.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, we're having a great time here this morning. If you want to join us, we would love to hear you. Just like Corey said, the easiest way, just get us on the phones. Call Jeff at 833-288-0973 or send us a text. Phones are packed up, and we've already got so many great texts coming through. Today's going to be fun, Corey. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. John from Anaheim. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us this morning, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, man, and Rosie.
Good morning.
I went to Seagulls one time. And I got my personal best yellowtail, 45 pounds.
Jeez.
But that was nice even one. The big one of the day. The big one of the day was 52.
Oh, there was a 52 that was the largest of the day?
I love that. Having a 45 in here wasn't even the big one of the afternoon.
Day, it's different.
Well, I tell you what, one of my favorite things, or one of my maybe goals is seeing you guys catch your personal best.
Yeah.
And I love it because it's like, it, you know, we've had times where, you know, someone will catch their personal best yellowtail, and then the next cast is their next personal best yellowtail, and the next cast is their first. Yeah, they'll beat it three times. And we had that happen last year. Mm-hmm. We had that happen last year. But then again, it's like, then they go around the corner, and all of a sudden they're catching their personal best white sea bass or their personal best halibut. I mean, it's just fabulous. And we got so many people that are chasing their personal best calico bass and trying to get that 10-pounder.
Yeah,
and they're there.
They are.
They're there.
That's a holy grail thing to do, but like that is a trip to do it on.
Did Dallas get one, or was she really close?
Dallas got a 9-pounder.
Oh,
that's incredible.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was the, you know, Cedros is just such a factory for big calico bass.
And there's so many 2 to 4 pounders, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It is a 3-pound factory where, like, when you get one that is sub 2 pounds, you almost chuckle about it. Hey, where did this thing come from?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a
Or
really
I like if you just happen, if you're, you know, sometimes we throw a surface iron and you've got, you know, a calico on each hook with three or four more following.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like unbelievable.
How did you catch your big yellowtail?
John, how I caught my big yellowtail was on a live mackerel.
Perfect.
There you go. Oh.
Perfect. Love it, man. And that's the other thing that's so cool about this trip is, you know, I mean, I talk about surface iron yellowtail fishing because it's my favorite thing. Well, you know, Jeff might like nothing more in the world than the feeling of firing a bait out and feeling the bait get nervous and then dart off and then a big yellow grab it and line rip off your reel and swing and set the hook like... If you like live bait, then you do that. You know what I mean? And if you like trying to catch one on a swim bait, then you do that. Like, that's what's so cool about the place is the opportunities are endless. And you know, there's live bait, you know, on every
everywhere.
Single boat. It's what you do every morning. It's just great. It's a really unique fishery. Hey, John, congratulations on the big fish, man. What a great way to start it off. And I love that story. 45-pound personal best, and it didn't even make the big fish of the morning. Pretty special. Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, hi, guys. My question is for Rosie. So Chevo is our Ponga captain, and he always bleeds all of our yellowtail before he puts them into the front of our Ponga, where he covers them in what I feel is a truly amazing amount of ice for Mexico. It may not be RSW, but I always get these unbelievable vacuum-packed fillets when I get home. My question is, where does all the ice come from? Chevo is an expert at doing this. We think he takes the best care of our fish, and we absolutely love it. He's the only guy we'll fish with. Do all the captains treat their fish the same? That's from Ed in Ventura.
Good old Ed. Good morning, Ed. You know, a few years back, we felt that we did need to up our ice on the pongas. So not only do we make ice at the, you know, at the lodge, but there is an ice house in town. So, you know, we make sure that the ponga captains and our crew, the dock guys, will pick up a bunch of ice, make sure they get it onto the pongas. And probably about maybe five years ago, we started to ask that they bleed the fish once they're caught. So some ponga captains are still learning how to do that quickly and easily. Pros like Chevo will help them on out. But I tell you what, I really think it makes a difference in, you know, the quality of the fish that we take home, that you guys take home. So and again, it's like, you know, our fillet crew, they're really good. We've taught them, you know, how to do the whole table ready thing. You know, when I first was going down there, they would peel the skin off the fish mm-hmm. and put it in the bag.
Which works. I mean,
no, it does not.
I know, right?
It does not work.
I mean, kind of.
No.
Carefully, you're talking to your
no.
I know.
Right. It doesn't
Corey,
work.
Corey, yeah, I'm sitting between you and Rosie. So
I know.
Does it work? Sure. Does it work for Rosie? Well,
no.
You better be very
no,
careful.
It doesn't.
You better choose your words very wisely, Corey.
And I'll be honest with you. I looked over at the gentleman that was doing the filleting, and, you know, I don't speak Spanish, so my interpreter, I said, can you ask him, would he eat it just like that? And he looked down at it, and he looked back at me, and I said, well, I wouldn't eat it. And so, you know, he had another half slab there, so I had my knives. So I cut the skin off. And I said, which one would you rather eat?
Yeah.
He pointed to mine. It's like, okay. I said, everything needs to be table ready. We want them to be able to open the bag, sashimi it, put a little soy, a little sesame on it, and eat it. And, you know, we got a commercial-grade vacuum sealer down there. I mean, you know, everything I did at Fisherman's Processing, we basically do down there.
Yeah.
You know, I got the vacuum pack machine from the same company. I've got the you know, bags that it's all put into the same company. And our labels are from the same company.
Yeah.
You know, everything's basically the same. You go home with table-ready fish. It's going to be good. Hopefully you eat it quickly. But guess what? A year later, it's going to still be good.
It is.
And you know what? It's like, I'm sorry, but you don't go fishing and want to take your catch home if you don't want to eat it.
But the beauty of everything you described, Rosie, is you can only bring back so many pounds, 30, 40 pounds, whatever it might be for your individual weight, but you're bringing back premium.
The best.
Yeah.
You're bringing back the best.
That weight doesn't include bloodlines and bones and
no.
skin.
No, it's going to be what you're going to eat. And then how we even pack the fish into your cooler is going to be all your exotics first, whether it's your white sea bass, your halibut, maybe a pinto bass or something. And then, you know, the primo pieces of your yellowtail. And then if it all fits, great. If it doesn't fit and we have to leave a few tail pieces out of your yellowtail, well, that might be the next group's ceviche or something like that. There you go. Exactly.
It all gets used.
Yeah, totally. It's just awesome. Again, it's tailored to what you want it to be. And if you love yellowtail and that's what you want to eat, bring it all. Eat whatever. It's
absolutely.
All good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's so cool.
So
I love it.
Works out.
And everything you described about the cleanliness and like if you're enjoying the ceviche at the place and
you can
walk a couple hundred feet and they're more than welcome to have you look at what they're doing in the fillet house.
Yeah, they welcome it. They take great pride in their skill.
They want you to see it.
They do.
Yes.
They do. Yeah. So, yeah, and Ed and Ted, they love Chevo. They go 2 to 3 times a year or more. And, you know, if there's a certain captain that you want and you really want to have them, you know, you call me and let me look through the trips and I'll tell you, hey, Chevo's available here, Martine's available there, whatever, so that they can get their favorite captain.
So they might not, because that's the beauty of Cedros. Like, from the day that you guys open your door, the fishing is just as good, if not better, all year round. You just happen to operate from this month to that month.
Right.
So there's really not a downtime.
There's not.
I love the place, and people come to me asking that all the time. Exactly. When's the best time to go? Like, it might sound like the BS, like stock salesman answer. There isn't. There isn't a month that's. You could not point to a time and say, well, this is better than that.
Yeah.
From the day you open your doors It's always great yellowtail fishing. And the last day you close, you always hear about, I can't believe we're closing.
Yeah.
So we had limited yellowtail. We had four big sea bass. We had a grouper and then calcabass the whole time. So
When people come up to the shows or they ask me, when's the best time to catch a yellowtail? I say, well, I would say between maybe January 1st and December 31st.
Yeah, somewhere in that window.
And they're like, well, wait a second. I said, they don't leave.
Yeah.
Now, you know, with the biosphere closure, I mean, okay, the long-range boats really can't get in there. But more importantly, the bait singers can't get in there. Mm-hmm. They can't scoop up the bait. Where there's bait, there's fish.
It's just it's the unbelievable spot for it. So the one thing I know about you is you're such like the matchmaker. You're so good with people's personality. Do you take that into account when you're like, assigning boat to captain to this, like, I mean, obviously you take the favorites out of it. Ed and Ted, they know they like fishing with shovels, so you're going to take care of that first. But you know, these two guys are there for the first time. Like, how do you decide who to put with? Just I know that about your personality.
Oh, absolutely, and trust me, sometimes it pains me to really figure it out and make sure that it's perfect for that customer.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, let me take a few instances that happened this last year. Got a dad taking his kids. Now, his kids are in their 40s.
Okay.
But they've really never fished before. Mm-hmm. So I need a really hands-on Ponga captain that, you know, all of our Ponga captains have great customer service. But it's like, I know that I can put them with Martine, and he'll make sure that their setups are right.
Right.
Or that they've got the right tackle gear, you know, whatever. He'll tie their knots for them.
Sure.
He'll get a mackerel on there, or he'll look through their tackle stuff and get a hookup bait or a surface iron for whatever they're doing. And, you know, he goes above and beyond to make sure that they are catching fish, whether he has to cast it out and hand it over, and then he'll help them. Okay, you know, you're winding too slow, you're winding too fast. Okay, there you go.
And that's the experience that those guys needed.
Right.
Yes.
But Jeff might go down being a fish killer, and he doesn't need somebody to
pick out
his jigs. He doesn't need somebody to tie his knots. He just wants a guy that has that same like mindset. Just put me on him, coach. I'm gonna catch him, and that's all he's after.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So and it's fun because I've been on so many trips down there. I take my son when we do our family trip, and then periodically there's a newcomer.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy to be able to take a newcomer out and spend a few minutes, teach him how to cast an iron.
Yeah.
Teach him how to throw a live bait. Talk to him about the situation and what's going on. What do you look for? And to see somebody, you know, struggle a little bit and then give them some tips, maybe even let them use my rod and just say, here, don't let go. Just enjoy the ride and hand it off. And to see somebody grow in not only the excitement about where they're at, but the experience to catch fish sets it all to a new level.
Yeah, so
you know, so you don't have to know how to catch fish down there. It helps. But I'll tell
but
you
it
what.
Happens.
It's going to happen.
It will.
When I see guys that can cast, you know, 40 feet, right, and have struggling at it, and then they start winding it in because I tell them, hurry up, wind it in quick before sea lion eats your jig, right?
And a 20-pounder ate it right there.
And, you know, right there at the side of the boat.
Yes.
That's
so cool.
It's awesome.
It happened.
Right? Well, and you know what? He did that last year because you guys invited a couple of guys on your Ponga that, I'll be honest with you, have been down many times and have always caught fish and done very well. But, Jeff, you kind of fine-tuned their fishing. And they came back and said they learned so much, never caught so much fish, and really had a great time.
There it is. So. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, all this cool Cedros talk. I can't wait to talk more about it when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun talking Cedros with Rosie and Jeff. And you want to join us, the lines are full, but when somebody does drop off, 833-288-0973, and giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Land. You can text us through the app, too, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, you got another hour and 15 minutes to get yourself in the running, man. The time's flying, and we're having fun, and we're talking fishing. And speaking of talking fishing, Corey, let's find out what's biting on the water.
I know.
Time for our catch report.
It is, and it's not all just about hooks with Gamakatsu. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. And the new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with the ceramic blades so they will never rust. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And we've got him on hold, the man himself, Mr. Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Brian. I will make
the report quick so we can get back into all this cool Cedro stuff. For sure.
Yes.
Hey, for us this week, light loads has kind of been the name of the game. You know, it's just that time of year where we're getting out with 10, 15 guys, which is nice if you like to spread yourselves out a little bit. But plenty of room for us on both the half and three-quarter day trips this week. Half day guys, again, majority of the action is coming off the bottom for those guys fishing like reverse dropper loops or dropper loops for the whitefish and sculpin. Bass action was a little bit slower this week. Water was relatively clean. It's been cool, 55 to 57. So, you know, the colder water temps required more of that light line approach again for the bass guys. But I'll tell you, the live anchovy was the key to getting the bites for sure this week. The guys fishing the live bait fished and caught plenty of stuff there off of the bottom. Three-quarter day guys still targeting that sculpin and the whitefish. Same deal with plenty of sculpin in the mix as it has been the last few weeks. Again, the rubber lures or the setups that have been doing fine on that. And then kind of depending on where we're at on our day with catching what we need on that sculpin, we've been kind of pushing into the beach and checking out some of the inside kelp zones. And there's quite a bit of kelp that's grown back in through that yellowtail kelp, barn kelp zone down below there inside Camp Pendleton, North County, there off like Las Pulgas Road and whatnot. But quite a bit of kelp in there, which is good to see.
Interesting.
Finally here, the Fury, they have their April overnight schedule up. As is the case this time of year, lots of boat work going on. And when they wrap their boat work here, they're ready to go in April. So make a note of that. I think it's 12 dates. They have some midweek dates, some weekend dates, but they are on the books and ready to take reservations. I'd imagine he'll be at Clemente fishing cod and looking around the shallows for that yellowtail that seems to always be there in April. So that's kind of it for us this week. Super mellow. This week looks like there's some weather. Pardon me?
I said we'll take that though. Yeah. I mean, like you said, there was some good fishing. We got, you know, nice time right now. A little weather in front of us, but we'll take that report all day.
Yeah, no, just status quo again. You know, just kind of the normal deals what you expect for February. So. Yeah. Give us a call if you want to hop on a trip this week. Again, look at the weather. It seems like some people come out and forget to look at the weather. But our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danaorf.com.
Awesome. Great report, as always, Willie. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Cool. All right, guys. Have a great one. See ya.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. My question's for Rosie and for Jeff. Do the Ponca captains use trolling ever as a tactic for yellowtail? What is the most common way? Would you guys say that the boats target their yellowtail, and is the trolling done with live bait or with lures?
Great question, and yes. Trolling with a Rapala, mag 20, 30, sometimes a 40, but realize that a lot of times you're fishing in 60 feet of water, so sometimes that stuff comes up, has kelp on it. Live bait, absolutely. Especially on about halfway up the lee side, there's a very rocky area tight to the beach. And if you're going to troll a live bait through there, you will get bit by a bigger yellowtail, but be ready.
Okay.
At least 80-pound Spectra or, you know, braid. I would not go anything less than 80-pound leader on your live bait. And when you hook it, get ready to run to the bow because we're going to end up following it. It's just a lot of fun down there. It doesn't matter really what you use. It's just a matter of how soon you're going to get bit.
Totally. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
We, every morning, you know, the typical morning starts with going right outside the harbor and jigging up a tank of mackerel.
Yep.
And I always tell people, like, man, do that every morning. Like,
yeah.
every time we go, we make a tank of mackerel with the sabiki rigs. We don't intend to use one of them for our day because we want to catch them on a surface iron and we want to catch them on an MC swim bait and we want to do all these things. But, boy, I'm not going to go without every bullet in the gun possible. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought I'd say have a full quiver.
Always.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we jig an entire tank full stuff.
Yep.
Don't intend to use one, but I sure want to have them if that scenario presents itself.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, even if you've caught your limit of yellowtail, there's nothing better than a slab of mackerel on the bottom.
Right.
You know, with a 6-ounce sinker, sheep head, sea bass.
The big old goats.
Yeah.
You know, you get some big grouper down there.
You just never know.
Never know.
And the mackerel making in the harbor is actually cool. It's fun.
It's so cool. We've actually
had
a guy, same guy,
on
one of the boats fishing next to us in our trip, using a sabiki for the first time.
Yeah.
Never used one before.
Had the time of his life, I bet.
Dropped it to the bottom and caught a legal halibut.
Come on!
And we told him, we said, you're fishing too deep. Just get it down about 5 feet below the surface. What's he do? He says, well,
I just
caught a fish.
Yeah.
He dropped it down again, caught another one.
Come on.
Two legal halibut on a sabiki before we even left the harbor.
That's so hilarious.
Or they go down a little too far and they're catching these little calico bass.
That's so rad.
That is funny, right?
I love it. I love it.
So full of life.
It is. It is. It's awesome.
Well, why don't we grab another text? This one is, hey, guys, I'm absolutely loving this show. Can't wait to go down to Cedros. This year will be my first time. My question is about jig fishing. Is it mostly yo-yo on the bottom or surface up top? Just trying to make sure my tackle is prepared.
Yes and yes.
Yeah,
exactly. But probably more so surface.
Yeah, well, you know, it just depends on where you're at. If you get it around the bottom of the island and you're starting to head back up towards St. Augustine, you can use a yo-yo. But when I do, just because the boat might be moving really quick due to the wind and current, is just pitch it, right, and let it hit to the bottom, and then, you know, you kind of yo-yo in a bit of an angle, but it gives your jig some time in the water, because generally you're fishing in about 60 to 80 feet of water, and if you're yo-yoing, you're going to be doing a lot of work in a short space.
My last trip down there, Bucky had...
Oh, Bucky, yeah.
So he had, you know, down on the bottom, like a butterfly style.
Yep.
45-pound fish.
Yeah.
Like, it was going from stringer to stringer to stringer and pop, 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 pop.
Yep. Love it.
Just the fish of his lifetime.
Yeah.
I love it.
From on the bottom. And you could have caught it on the surface, too. But we were kind of, not in the shallows, but in 35 feet of water up in the...
Yeah. That's awesome.
So yeah. You need to be ready with the right tackle to be able to fish and win, right? I used to, when I first went down there, it was, I'm using my surface iron.
Yeah.
You know, I'll use my Jigmaster 500, you know, or just whatever, right? And find out that, oh, bad choice, right? So then it gets kind of kept gearing up. Now, I won't throw anything less than 60-pound leader on under.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
It gets bit.
Well, you're going to get kelped.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And you got to have at least the right tackle to fish in that zone. And if you don't, you're going to be highly disappointed. You're going to spend money on jigs needlessly.
Yeah.
Gear up. The fish are not shy.
Corey has preached about using heavy fluorocarbon for your calico bass fishing down there for years. And, like, I just grew up. I grew up fishing on a half-day boat where you fish 12-pound or 15-pound.
Yeah.
It was so hard to get that mindset out of you. And, you know, Corey had always said, like, you mentioned, Rose, you're in a place where the opportunity for the biggest calico bass of your life is there. You don't necessarily need 60-pound fluoro to catch a calico bass.
No.
But what 60-pound does for you is after you caught your 70th fish for the day,
right?
If that's when the 9-pounder bites, you're still absolutely in the driver's seat.
Absolutely.
Without retiring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do that same thing with 15-pound, and you've had, you know, 20 fish in a row, and you're excited, they're biting every cast, you don't think about retying, and then you hook your 8-pounder, it goes away.
And
or,
so that 60,
or that 40-pound yellowtail.
That's exactly it.
And you got to get it through the kelp.
And when you realize a 60-pound works... Yes, on 80.
Exactly.
There it is.
That's how it happens.
Hey, we're having
cool
so
spot.
Much fun with Cedro Sport Fishing. We're going to be right back in the second hour. We've got more fish reports coming up and taking your calls.
Buddy, standing by.
On 97.3 The Fan, and let's talk about.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haraguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.